You are about to enjoy a presentation recorded at the 2023 Michigan Conference Camp Meeting held at Cedar Lake, Michigan. We pray that the Lord will bless you as you listen.
Father in heaven, I'm so grateful that we can come together to learn about fasting. When you study the Bible, at crisis moments, when you were doing great things through people, or when certain events were being fulfilled by prophecy, the people you use often included fasting in their seeking after you and seeking to be right before you and seeking to gain information. So, Lord, it's with sobriety that we enter into this study. We want to hear from you through the scriptures and through, Father, that which we've learned down through history. And today, Gabriella will be here for the first part of our time to talk about the medical aspects of fasting. Thank you that she can be here. Bless her, bless each one of us. And might the Holy Spirit be here too to teach us. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Gabriella is actually a dentist by training. She's from Argentina, but she's certified in lifestyle medicine down in Latin America, in the association down there. And I met her in Georgia recently, where she had actually been spending 6 weeks tutoring a family who wants us to do home-based lifestyle medicine, natural medical ministry. And so we were fascinated by that, and I asked Gabriella if she would come and share. And she's involved with a project here in Michigan, so you can introduce yourself, and I'll move my computer, and you can have the floor for whatever time you need.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sorry for my English. I apologize. My brain is all time translating because I just came to United States recently. So if you don't understand something, please tell me. I can repeat. I'll do my best. Yes, I'm here in United States as a missionary after being more than 20 years a missionary, not only in dentistry, in lifestyle too, around the world, many, many countries. I saw here in this country a big mission field and very challenging. And God gave me some tools that I understand that can be helpful in this country. So that's why I'm here. I'm supporting Dr. John Kelly. He's and the wife, they are like my parents here. And so we spend great time together running different programs in different states. And right now we are facing a big challenge in Grand Rapids. The idea is to reach that city with the right arm of the body, health, lifestyle specifically. And so we need prayers, we need workers. So those that want to be part, welcome. We are right now training people in different churches in Grand Rapids, training people to be part of this big challenge. So everybody is welcome. Fasting. What do you think when you read that word? Is something positive, something negative? What emotions can...
Hungry,
starving.
I'm positive, but it's a healing.
It's a healing, good. Yes, part of a healing process, and I saw that many times, yes.
When you think your body's getting sluggish from being too weighed down with the food, it creates it to go faster, actually.
Exactly. Yes. I saw many times, it's amazing how people improve. The healing process is shorter when you spend some time of the healing process fasting. It's amazing. We can talk a little about different kind of fastings too at the end. I'm just at the beginning, I'm going to start with this. Imagine a diet that could induce beta cells neogenesis, a way of eating that could restore beta cells function in the pancreas without stem cells or medication and the risk they pose. You do not have to imagine. It has now been done in diabetic mice twice. Two big studies showing that this is possible. And I'm going to show some part of those studies, but those that are working with patients, diabetic patients for a long time, we see in the clinic that is working. Now the scientists are trying to show through studies that is real, that is happening. And in mice, they already showed that now, right now, a lot of studies in human beings are running right now. So in a few years, we are going to have more data about that. This one is one, fasting mimicking diet promotes NGN3 driving beta cells regeneration to reverse diabetes. Those names very strange, maybe. NGN3 is a protein that if you find in the pancreas, that is amazing. If you find that, means that beta cells are multiplying. They are dividing. If you find that, and they found that in the process of fasting in a group of mice, so they already showed that is happening. In mice, a four-day fasting mimicking diet induces generation of insulin producing beta cells, pancreatic development, restore insulin secretion and glucose homeostasis in both type 2 and type 1 diabetes mouse model. That was amazing to discover that. These results indicate that fasting mimicking diet promotes the reprogramming of pancreatic cells to restore insulin regeneration in islets from type 1 diabetic patients and reverse both type 1 diabetic and type 2 diabetic phenotypes in mouse models. Fasting mimicking diet. What is that? Maybe you already heard about this. What they did was a plant-based diet designed to attain fasting-like effects, providing both macro and micronutrients to minimize the burden of fasting and adverse effects. So in day one, the fasting mimicking diet supplies 1,100 kilocalories. And from day two to day five of that study, they gave to the mice only 715 kilocalories, very low quantity of kilocalories a day. So first day, 1,100 kilocalories, and the rest, 715 kilocalories. We used to do that with patients. If somebody wants to have your own fasting mimicking diet, it says mimicking because it's like fasting for the body because it's low calories, but you are not fasting completely. And it's amazing what is happening in the body. They found that intermittent administration of a fasting mimicking diet intervenes in diabetes progression, restore beta cells, and reconstructs gut microbiota in mice. The microbiota was restored too. So amazing things that are happening. Our study has provided further evidence indicating that intermittent fasting is able to preserve or restore beta cells function in diabetic mice. Intermittent fasting is key to restore beta cells function. Now I'm going to show this. This, what I'm showing, is very superficial. If you want the whole study, it's long, both, all the three studies that I mentioned, very long, very deep. If you want it, I can share it with you later. No problem. I'm just showing the results. This is one of the big studies. Look Ahead is the name of that study. Look Ahead, Diabetes Trial. You can go and Google and find the study too. It's amazing. They were making a comparison between people. They studied 4,503 U.S. adults with BMI, body mass index, 24 or higher. So people that was obese and they had type 2 diabetes. That was the people that they were studying, 4,000 people and 503. And they were making this comparison. One part of the group, they was exposed to intensive lifestyle intervention with that, and the other group just was exposed to diabetes support and education. So one was exposed to an extreme, a strong intervention in lifestyle, and the other one just, they were trained, they were supporting them with education. One education, the other one, an intervention in lifestyle. That was the big study for 4 years. And you see the results. That is amazing. These statistics show. The yellow is showing that the group that was exposed to the intensive intervention in lifestyle. And the other group, the red one, they just were exposed to a support and education. Only education, mainly. And you see the results. The reversion of type 2 diabetes was higher, much higher, in the group that was exposed to that intensive lifestyle intervention. And now I'm going to introduce you to another big study that the name is DIRECT, Diabetic Trial, DIRECT. You can look for that study, it's amazing. They studied 5,700 participants. The goal was assess whether intensive weight management within routine primary care would achieve remission of type 2 diabetes. What they did, withdrawal of anti-diabetic and antihypertensive drugs, total diet replacement. Look, they exposed them to just 825 to 853 kilocalories per day with a formula diet for 3 to 5 months. After that, a step food introduction from 2 to 8 weeks, and a structured support for long-term weight loss maintenance. That was an amazing study. Focus in losing weight, but with just that quantity of calories per day. That was the key. And for long-term, with a formula diet. They had to eat just that, nothing else, every day, just that. And you will see what happened. Now, here in these statistics, I like this because shows the three of them. Before I showed you the red, the yellow, the red, that people that was exposed just to education, support and education only. The other one was they were exposed to an intensive lifestyle intervention, the yellow. But look, DIRECT, the study, DIRECT. Look, that means the amount of people that reverted diabetes, type 2 diabetes, was reverted completely. And is really higher than all the other two. So is working, fasting, working and in an amazing way. Here is another, is showing especially the direct, that is an evidence of remission of reversal, dramatic changes required. That is what direct finally showed, that we need for a reverse diabetes, a dramatic change. A dramatic change, especially in diet. They showed, you saw the difference. Is amazing. So you can see here, in this is the group here that they lost just 5 kilograms. So the reverse was just 7%. Those that lost between 5 to 10, 34% reversed diabetes. 10 to 15 kilograms, I think 15 kilograms is like 30 pounds around that, 57% reverted, of reversion. That is amazing. And look, more 15 kilograms or more, 30 pounds or more, that they lost that amount of, that they lost that, 86%. Reverted diabetes, that is amazing. So it's clear that losing weight is the key. Fasting is key in reversion of diabetes. It's very clear, those studies are showing already. So now I would like to encourage you to think every time that you see this word fasting or fast, to think in rest. What they discovered finally is that when you put your body, you give your internal organs rest, they can be restored. That is the key. That is what fasting is doing in our bodies. That's why it's so amazing to, instead of 3 meals a day, I encourage you to do 2. Because maybe you already heard about intermittent fasting, that if you have just 2 meals, and separated between 7 or 8 hours between each other, you give your body the opportunity to rest. And that is amazing. Resting those organs can be restored. All the studies that I was showing were with people that was already sick with diabetes. But it would be much wiser to start fasting to avoid diseases. And I encourage you to do that. If you don't have any disease, good for you. Even if you have, you saw, it's amazing what happened in our bodies. So I want to, these studies have shown us how fasting is key to reversing diabetes, but we also know that fasting helps us prevent many diseases. Better not wait until you are sick to fast. Much better if we start practicing some kind of fasting to prevent diseases. So we are going to see different kinds of fasting. And before that, I want to just read 2 quotations from the Spirit of Prophecy. You know, all those studies, the scientists are showing us something that we know already for long time ago. God showed us there are some who would be benefit more by abstinence from food for a day or 2 every week than by any amount of treatment or medical advice. To fast 1 day a week would be of incalculable benefit to them. Wow, incalculable benefit. Another one, Intemperate eating is often the cause of sickness, and what nature most needs is to be relieved. That is a good word to relieve of the undue burden that has been placed upon her. In many cases of sickness, the very best remedy is for the patient to fast for a meal or two, that the overworked organs of digestion may have an opportunity to rest. That is what fasting is doing, giving rest. A fruit diet for a few days has often brought great relief to brain workers. Many times, a short period of entire abstinence from food, followed by simple, moderate eating, has led to recovery through nature's own recuperative effort. I'm sorry. An abstemious diet for a month or two would convince many sufferers that the path of self-denial is the path to health. Self-denial. Denial has a lot to do with self-denial too. And I can see that is very related with the spiritual part too. It's like fast prepare our souls to receive the Holy Spirit in an amazing way, to hear more clear God. That is an extra and a special, is a very, very important that too, what is related with our souls. I was telling you about a different kind of fasting that you can make. I like this. I created this wrap for you to remember easily. When I'm working with patients, I like them to have this in mind. So I found that word wrap, and I'm not talking about the music. I always say avoid rap. I'm not talking about the music. I'm talking about wrap. R, refined. A, animal. P, processed. So at least fast of these things. That is an amazing fasting already, you know. You're going to be give an amazing relief to your body if you do that. I suggest to people, when you go in the supermarket, think when you are going to choose things, refine, avoid refined, so always choose whole animal. Try to avoid as much as possible all kind of animal products and process. Try to process yourself in your home, because you know a lot of chemical things that are related with cancer or many, many diseases. So if you fast of those three things, wow, you will see amazing results. If you want to do a strong fasting day, a week, I choose every Friday, like it's a preparation day for us as those that are Adventists. And I found that it's a good day for fasting and a special preparation, body and soul. So that day I used to do water, or it can be some tea, herbal tea. And that would be the best. If it is too much for you, you can juice that one day a week. I suggest separated fruit when the morning, for example, juicing fruits, in the evening juicing vegetables. That can be another kind of fasting. This that can be, for example, in the morning just fruits, as much as you want. In the afternoon, a big salad, as much as you want. And you can hold it not only one day, maybe two, 3 days. It depends on your body, your desires of lose weight too. Or something that I suggest, and I used to do a lot with patients that want to have a detox. We start the first day, the whole day with this. Second day, doing this. and third day this, and I encourage them to hold this diet as much as they can. You will see, you will feel amazingly flying after that. You will see. Something is up. I'm finished with this. This is in some way a kind of fasting of wrap, because with this kind of plate, here you don't have any refine, any animal, any process. I used to present this kind of plate to the patients because it's easier to know how to be very good nourished and in a healthy way, because some people are struggling when they make the transition between animal products and to they want to start being vegan and or plant-based. I like more that to say plant-based. They start eating bread the whole day. They don't know how to do that. So, and it's an amazing kind of variety. You have a lot of things, a lot of possibilities to eat well and in a delicious way and enjoy being plant-based, in a plant-based diet. So in a plate, try to be sure that at least half of the plate is, if it is lunch, for example, at least half salad. And the other half, some whole cereal, some kind of whole cereal, and some beans, cereal and some beans, just a little of beans. Beans gives us the protein. The cereals give us the carbohydrates and all the salads, the vegetables, the fiber. If I encourage you to increase in some things, more fibers. So in the, for example, in the breakfast, the big amount, I encourage you that can be the fruits, that the biggest part. And in the lunch or supper, I used to have just breakfast and supper, early supper, can be the salad. I'm accustomed for a long time to eat in that way, so for me it's not just half of the plate. For me it's a bowl of salad, and after that just a little of some whole cereal, some can be with some potatoes and some root, and just a little of some legume that give us the protein that we need, that we don't need too much. So in that way, you are fasting off a lot of bad things, and you are going to be very healthy. Just keep doing that as a lifestyle diet. You know, that is the most important thing. So that is my presentation. And yes.
They may have questions, and do you have any suggestions in terms of medications or things to be concerned about when fasting, or water and that kind of
thing? Yes, very important. Something that you saw, maybe you realized that indirect, when they, the direct, sorry, direct study, they took out the medication in diabetes person, because if you are fasting and if you have that the medication for diabetic people can be very dangerous. So, and always has to be with your doctor, your physician, that do that with them, that you can have a following. You know, it's very important. If not, it can be very dangerous. Yes. Yes.
Could you define the difference between processed and refined?
Okay, yes. The difference between processed and refined. Processed is all that mainly come in a package, you know? So that was processed. When you go to the part where you have the fruits, the vegetables, not too much packages there. Just, you know, all that has a label that you have to read is processed. And they, for preservation, they put a lot of chemical things. I'm talking about that kind of things that were processed already before. It's better to just go, even better, to pick up the food from your own garden. So you're free of many, many things. Process in a simple way in your own kitchen. That and refine is all that is not whole, that had a process that divided the grain. For example, you have the starch one side and the rest for other side. And so always better as close as that God created, you know, that is to avoid refine. Yes.
You said that we don't need a lot of protein.
Yes.
So that's the main reason people say they don't want to go vegetarian.
Yes, yes, it's a myth that we are trying to break. We don't need too much protein. As I show you, even this plate is showing more than we used to say, just, you know, like the plate, you can divide in 50 and 50. And we used to suggest the other 50, like 30% cereals and roots and just 20% of proteins, because those creates problems in your kidneys, or if you have too much proteins. We don't need too much proteins. We just need a few, and that is enough for the body. It's something, concept that we have to learn, and I understand a lot of people have that belief. Yes.
The added items on the bottom of your chart, how do we get those? Do we get them by supplements?
Yes, those are, no, supplements. Just in the part of the proteins where you have legumes and just a little, for example, nuts. The nuts, not so, I'm against supplements. like the amount that get in your hand, that is, you don't need more than that for the whole day. So, for example, nuts are for the breakfast with the fruits, and beans in the lunch or supper, and just a little of amount. We don't need too much. Yes.
She was asking about like vitamin B12 and vitamin D, where
it gets that? Yes, that is something that always is, we need just a little of vitamin 12, just a little. So in the vegetables, if you don't clean the vegetables with hypochlorite, with chloride, you have a lot of amount. The problem is that not everybody have a good absorption. In that case, I suggest once in a while to have some supplement of vitamin 12, vitamin D too, but I always, for me, the best is to expose at least 20 minutes a day to the sun. It's the best source for vitamin D.
Yes, so I had another question about the protein. So what about the, and there's so many of them, but I bought some plant-based protein to put in like a smoothie or something.
Yes.
What about, is that any good?
For me, what I see in this country, about those supplements with proteins to put in your meal, what about those kind of supplements with proteins? I see a big business in this country related with that. We don't need in that way. If it is easier for you, it's difficult for you to buy nuts and eat those in the. So for me, all that is coming from God is easier, simple, you know. So I prefer protein always in that way, in the source that He provided, beans or nuts, and we don't need more than that. I see a big a business behind that. Yeah. Yes.
Protein is that we get from the, when you combine legume, bean family, and the grain family, you combine, that's complete protein.
It's complete, yes. Yes.
Combined. Yes. So when you buy protein, you can make your own protein powder. You cook the bean and you dehydrate grain, you cook, you dehydrate, you grind it.
Yes.
You can travel with it.
That is good for traveling. But I see that it's a lot of work. And people today, for me, it's easier. And even it's not a need to combine both in the same meal. Because if you already had some cereal in the morning and your protein is going to be in the lunch time, it's still in the system and they are going to be combined during those 24 hours because there is another myth. Rice has to be with beans, if not in the protein, it's not necessary to be in the same time, in the same meal, yes, together. Yes.
Yeah. In my workplace, I ate 2 times only at 10 o'clock in the morning, and my last meal is 3 o'clock, and the rest is fasting. So every day I eat lentil and sweet potato. Is that good? Or I have to change my because I only cook one time.
It's like okay.
Monday,
yeah.
Lentil, and that's all for the week. And yes.
No problem. It's complete. Don't worry. It's easy. Yes, it's no problem. You can combine it in the weekends. You can have something different, too, but you have the protein, the high, all that you need already, and it's in an easy, practical way. Yes, no problem.
What about salad dressing?
Salad dress.
Make your own dressing, or do you sell raw?
Always, I have a lot of recipes. If somebody wants very healthy recipes, I see people here in this country are very accustomed to salad dressing. Maybe I'm too simple, or many years in this. For me, just the salad with some lemon and a little of salt is enough. I enjoy, but I know that people struggle a little more eating vegetables. So I have amazing recipes that I can share, and always to avoid those that have vinegar, those simple, as much better, more simple, much better. Sorry?
You said it's hard to find one without vinegar in this country.
Yes, make yourself, yes, make your own, yes.
Lemon juice.
Is much better, yes.
What about going without water? Some people will say, I'm going to go like 3 days or 4 days without water. I'm going to have a total offense. Is that safe, dangerous? What are you
doing? I'm not agreeing with that, but yes, each one can make your own decisions. It's personal, but much better always with water. Dehydration has big brings a lot of problems. Yeah.
I just wanted to add to her comment about protein, but quinoa is actually a complete protein all by itself as well.
Yes, very good. Quinoa is amazing. Yes.
I had a conversation when I worked at the university with a kinesiology dietitian type girl. She was telling people that they needed like 60 grams of protein a day.
Whoa.
And I tried to tell her that they discovered these men in Vietnam that were eating 6 grams of protein a day, and they were in the best shape of their life.
Good point. Yes. And something is, see, the horses, the elephants, do you see those muscles? They are big, eating grass, only grass is everything. Yes, we have protein in vegetables too. It's not only in nuts, and the vegetables has a little less in some cases, but yes, plant-based diet is complete. Don't be afraid.
I used to work for the nursing department at Andrews University, and the head of the department always did a bone density study in the community, and they found for decades that the high protein diet gave people the weakest bones. And
just
recently, Harvard University duplicated those studies and found the exact same
good
thing.
And China Study, maybe you heard, China Study is amazing. If you never read that, it's amazing. Exactly, because people think eating dairy products, we are going to have a lot of protein. That's why we, no, it's the opposite, because in the glass, the milk, there you have protein. But what happened inside? We have to think about that when it's metabolized. What happened inside? It turns to be very acid after a milk, for example. So what happened? For balancing this, we need a buffer, and the main buffer that we have in our body, calcium. Where is the calcium? In the bones. So it's taken from the bones to balance that acid that generates the milk. Yeah. Yes.
So say, back to diabetes. Say you're working with somebody who cannot access a doctor, yes. No money, or there's no natural doctor in the area. Just take your pill, or you're in the jungle on a mission trip. Is it safe to recommend fasting, or what would you recommend to somebody like that when there's no doctor?
If you're a diabetic person,
with diabetes, to help somebody with diabetes.
Okay.
No doctor access.
Oh, yes.
To monitor.
It depends if taking. Medication, especially that, because if it is not under medication, it's not a problem fasting. You have to just check on them and be around, because in some point can feel a little weak, but if you just wait, the glucagon system is going to start working and is going to go up again. And some people are very scared about that. No. If the problem is with this under medication, especially. But it's better always, at least by phone, to be in contact with some doctor and check what to do. Yes.
Would you start with a full fast or just like one or two meals a day?
Full fast. They can do, and they are doing amazing. Okay. In lifestyle centers, even better when you have a group, you know, that a lot of people doing fasting together. When you fast, a lot of mental, has a lot to do with mental too, because people that never fast, they think, oh, I'm not going to eat the whole day, I'm going to die. No. That's why it's good to do that with somebody else, the team, you know, they working with, because mental, they think that they are going to feel weak, and they feel weak. If they see that others are doing well, no, nothing happened, you know, so. Yes, but always is better with someone, at least through phone, to be in contact with someone and telling how. But if it is without medication, no problem. Go ahead. You will see amazing results. Yeah.
When I fast and pray, what happens when I fast is every time I get hungry, it reminds me of prayer. So I had that verse in the Bible every time I get hungry, and I get hungry quite a bit. It's like how to benefit from the hunger.
You pray a lot. Very good. And water helps a lot to don't feel that starving, you know. That day, as much as you can, water or other teas, for example, would be great. Yeah. Yes.
So my questions are going to be related to type 1. In Adventism, we talk a lot about curing and reversing diabetes, but we don't designate between type 1 and type 2, which are very different diseases with very different causes.
Yes.
And very different outcomes.
Yes.
So my question, you showed a slide that seems to indicate that fasting can cure type 1 diabetes, but this is a study in rats. Is there any human studies? Have you seen anyone cured from type 1?
They are studying right now that.
Okay.
The studies showed about type 2 diabetes mainly. Yes, and in mice, they saw in both, the reversal in both. So can be. You have to be very careful with type 1. Yes.
There's a lot of misunderstanding about the difference between the two. I'm a parent of a type 1.
Mm.
And I have discovered that within Adventism, because we understand that this can help type 2 so much, there are a lot of people who think if you just eat better, you won't have that problem anymore.
Oh.
There's a difference. Mm. We need to be careful not to give false hope. Obviously, this can help. This can help in how much insulin you take.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't reverse type 1. I know it can help, and we need to promote that. But I just advocate for us as health educators within Adventism make sure that we're not shaming people into feeling like they're failing because this doesn't work for me.
Very good point. You're right. Excellent. Very good. Thank you.
I have conducted both and with the focus of helping diabetics. And one of the studies that we have been sharing with them as far as type 1 diabetes is no, it will not cure it. But studies have shown that it will reduce the symptoms.
Exactly.
And so they're able to live longer.
Yes.
And so a plant-based diet with regular exercise and staying away from refined products like you mentioned does wonders.
Yes.
And so it's really limited the medications they need and their
having
greater longevity.
Thank you. You're right. Yes.
So in that same context then, for a type 1 who is dependent on medication, that's not an option.
Mm-hmm.
How does a type 1 do fasting? Is 2-meal a plan optional for a 15-year-old who's a type 1?
Yes.
How do we fit that?
Mainly that, what I was telling you about the intermittent fasting. So that pancreas that is already affected can rest. So the digestion is around 4 or 5 hours. So if you eat at 8 in the morning, for example, and the second meal is between 3 or 4, you have at least 2 or 3 hours resting. Because if you eat and 4 or 5 hours later, again, everything starts again. They never stop. So especially that pancreas that is affected is very, of course, is going to be benefit if do that 2 meals, for sure. Yes. Yes, everybody. So the best is to prevent to be a diabetic person. Yes.
You showed a salad and I put like the way we do the diet, the fasting, with water.
That is the for the day of juicing. It's just showing juice from vegetables. That can be the different colors are for beets, carrots or vegetables, green, and this is just fruits, juice, juicy.
Day 2, right?
Go to the next slide.
Yes, yes, yes. This?
Yes, day 3.
What?
So you were saying?
I suggested a day of just fresh things. For example, in the morning, just fruits. In the afternoon, just salad. We do that in detox. It's amazing. They feel so good. At least one day, much better if you can do 2 or 3 days. After the third day, you can start eating with the fruits, for example, some nuts, and in the afternoon with the salad, some beans to have some extra protein, only that.
This one, is this 2 meals a day or 3?
2 meals, yes, 2 meals. As much as you want in the morning, as much as you want in the afternoon, you will feel. So you can just start doing that. You can avoid the other 2 days. You can start just doing this. It depends on your situation. If you want, for example, you need to lose weight, I suggest at least 1 day of this or 2 or 3 days of this, and start 2 or 3 days of this and continue with this as much as you can. You know, that is, you will try, experiment yourself. We used to do that in our programs, and the people feel so well. And I always ask at the end of the day, would you like tomorrow just to start with this? Most of the time, they want 1 more day of this because they feel well. In between, a lot of water. After 1 hour of the fruits, water, or after 1 hour of eating the salad, water, water, water. And you feel very, very good. Okay, I want to give you some time.
Don't worry, I
Sorry about it.
Would you comment at all on how many hours should there be complete rest between the last meal and the first meal of the day?
Oh, between each meal?
Between the last meal and the first meal, where you have
to yes. We try to have 16 hours. So if you sleep 8 hours, the rest is... The idea is that the last one can be between 3, maximum 5 in the afternoon. So when you go to bed, your stomach is empty and you're going to rest amazing, in an amazing way. So this is what we, I showed, is part of the program that we used to run with Dr. John Kelly. And it's amazing. In that program, we take the blood the first day, and again the last day, 10 days, like Daniel from the Bible, you see the same miracle. It's amazing what happened. The blood doesn't lie. So you see the result, just 10 days.
I'd just like to say I am an advocate and a fan of Dr. Kelly. My boyfriend and I ended up going to the immersion program.
Oh, good.
Yeah. To let people know here, it's not that scary if you already decide to do one of these. It's incredible. Like, you know, people take their blood tests and there's just an amazing amount of change. But they actually do more of the plate thing.
Yes, everything.
So the first day you have, you know, like, and it's a big meal. It's amazing. I think I was probably the only one that was hungry out of the whole, you know, just because I liked to run a lot. So. But so you have the big plate. I mean, it's like just pretty much
with a lot of fibers.
Yeah,
mainly
beans at every meal. So, but they started with 2 meals and then just a light smoothie or snack at night, and then we got down to 2 meals, and it was amazing. Like there was a very, very obese person that was on insulin, and by the end of the 10 days, she had like cut it in half, and she was walking around the parking lot. She could not even hardly get to her car before. And
yes, like, you see the results, amazing. In Georgia, when he went there, we had 2 ladies coming to our first program with that family that started a home-based sanitarium in their home. That was so beautiful, so amazing. And one of the ladies, she was obese, and the first day I was trying to walk with her because we have some walk-ins during the day. She was hardly moving. The last day, you see, almost, you know, it was 5 days only. It's amazing.
The inflammation levels?
The inflammation.
A huge one because, like, all the diabetes, like Alzheimer's, you know, like a lot of these are, you know, metabolic syndrome that is connected to inflammation. So people that came, they were, you know, thin, but they just had hip surgery or, you know, they had, like, some elderly there. And by the end, they're jumping on a little trampoline. Like, so, like, the inflammation, like, levels are, and then for me, I have Raynaud's disease, and this might, because I do the home remedies, too.
Yes.
So by the end of the program, I was, you know, I'm doing the contrast.
Yes,
that really helped a lot.
And something that I recommend to fast is fasting of oil. In that program, and in my life, we don't cook with oil. And you see, it's very related with pain in the joints. It's amazing. The inflammation is a lot. It's related with oil too. When you consume a lot of oil, inflammation, pain. So you can fast of that too. So I encourage you to do some kind of fasting. You saw some ideas. If you want to know more, in Grand Rapids, we are going to be running the program of 10 days in some moments. And the same one for people that is working during the day. Every evening for like 12 weeks, we are going to have a... in Grand Rapids. So if you want to know more about that or be part or be trained, just contact me after we finish and I can give you contact number and everything.
You said you had some recipes for like salad dressings and stuff.
Yes.
How do we contact you to get them?
Yes, I didn't put my, when we finish, I can give you my phone number or my email, so I can send you the whole book of that we have in the program with all the recipes, the menu you can have all. So that is very helpful. Yes. God bless you all, and I encourage you. I don't know if we, yes, please, we can pray before. Dear Father, Heavenly Father, Almighty, we need your power to make changes. So we are asking the Holy Spirit to be with each one of us, to take good decisions, just following what you said, just being obedient to you, Father, because whatever you suggest is the best for us. Thank you for you. Thank you for your counsels. Thank you, Father, all in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To listen to more of these presentations, you may visit the audio archives at MISDA.org/audio2023 or search for Michigan Conference Camp Meeting wherever you get your podcast.